strategic consultant. He served on the Council of Foreign Relations. He's the author of the book, The Underdog Advantage, from McGraw-Hill. A strategic consultant, vice chair of the Core Strategy Group, founder and CEO of the communications and marketing firm DMG. So, what are we doing here, and is this going to really make a difference?
Jim, it's good to be here. Listen, it is going to make a difference. We did avert a catastrophe. It has not been pretty to watch, but I think that we have to say this is the beginning. You know, these committee, the super committee that's going to come together is going to be transparent. They're going to have public hearings. We're going to have hard choices. We're going to go into a sort of 2012 still having hard choices to make. And beyond this, it's going to make a watershed election out of 2012. The last three elections in America have been change elections. I have a feeling 2012 in some way or another will be a change election. You know, we're going to have to sit back and develop a strategy for this country. I think people are fed up without one.
It wouldn't be bad if we used the election of 2012 to at least break the tie.
Absolutely.
I mean, people who get all upset about gridlock, they voted for it.
Yeah.
It was the American electorate that gave us President Obama, a Democratic Senate, and a Republican House.
Yeah, and I have a headache. And does anybody out there not have a headache? Exactly.
Really?
I mean, you know, we need functional government, and we need people to rise above partisanship. You know, I didn't think it could get any worse. It has. I mean, you look at these last couple of days, you look at people yelling at each other, even tonight on the TV without sound in this room here. I mean, it's a little crazy.
One thing that we should probably note here, that the partisan nature of Washington has been made more so, and one of the key reasons has been reapportionment and redistricting in the Congress. Largely, you have seen the end of congressional districts that would support a conservative to moderate Democrat or a liberal to moderate Republican. And now you have districts that just lean one side or the other, polar opposite. And it's no wonder that as a result we wind up with gridlock.
Yeah, the gerrymandering. Obviously, the media revs up both sides. You know, we don't have enough golf games going on in Washington. We had one golf game and things started to change, right?
Yeah.
We need more golf games. We need, you know, people talking across the aisle. One more point. 41% of people today self-identify as conservatives, 36% as moderates, 20% as liberals. That 36% better get going. They better start energizing the political debate, because that moderate center is where a lot of action needs to take place, Jim.
Having said all of that, certainly we have a business-as-usual attitude in Washington, and you just cannot keep on piling on to the national debt as we have and just assume that things will be hunky-dory. They will not. Any problem that would have come from a default is going to come to us anyway if we just keep raising the debt limit. I mean, when the president gave that speech last week and said, we've raised the debt ceiling many times. Yes, that's the problem.
Yeah.
At some point, you've got to stop doing that. And as painful as it will be, we have got to, at some point, actually live within our means.
Absolutely. You know, what's fascinating is, you know, they argue, both parties, about tax cuts versus tax reform, tax increases. What they don't argue about too much is how to do the cuts. You know, all of them have the same back of the napkin arithmetic. They just can't align the political will to get this done. They need to do so.
As you look down the road here, this obviously we're talking about $2.1 trillion in cuts over 10 years, which sounds like a lot, but in terms of our total indebtedness, not all of that much. Are you optimistic that really looking at the big picture over the course of 20 or 30 years that we can actually turn this around?
Yes, but we're going to need more insurgent leadership, including on the part of the president. He's going to have to become educator-in-chief. We're going to need to do things like let the Bush tax cuts expire, enact something close to Simpson-Bowles or the grand bargain that was on the table with Speaker Boehner and President Obama. You know, we're going to obviously have to move troops out of Afghanistan, begin to save $4 billion a week, and reallocate those monies to a strategy. You know, I told the story before, Indra Nooyi, the chairman of Pepsi, she's a woman, she likes that title, chairman, said something about 6 weeks ago, and America needs a strategy. China's, Jim, got a 20-year strategy. China is a better strategic planner than the United States of America. You've got to be kidding me. How is that possible? We need to step back, form a commission that is bipartisan, not to think about this sort of morass of the cuts and the kind of craziness that we've been watching over these last couple of days, but figure out, you know, the answers to Tom Friedman's questions he's trying to cover in his new book. How do we invest in education, infrastructure, immigration, entrepreneurship, research? How do we make the kind of investments that will actually make this country great again?
Strategic consultant David Morey. He's the author of The Underdog Advantage, published by McGraw-Hill. And we're now at 14 minutes before the hour.